Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'm your host, James Morris, and a lot of things have happened over the past almost a week anyway. No big trades, but a lot of cool things have happened. Spring training is officially like began. I think every team has at least played 10 games. I was really excited to see what has happened over the past couple games. Some news has happened, but first of all, let's talk about the Dodgers. Freddie Freeman at first base. You got him and Max Muncy, solid first basemen, Gold Glove winners, All Stars at first. Second base is even just as stacked as well. You got Gavin Lux playing second. You can also have Trey Turner if you want there, but Trey Turner at short. You got Justin Turner at third, and you got the outfields also stacked. And literally, I'm looking at the roster right now. Literally every single player on at least the 40-man roster and even the 28-man roster for the Dodgers is extremely solid. But one of the biggest name players here is Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman has officially got his home run as a Dodger. Everyone's super excited about that, and this is here it is. Maybe even a left-handed bat. Freddie hits one in the air to left pretty well. This one is heading back to the wall, and it is in the bullpen gone. That's a home run for Freddie Freeman, and the Dodgers on the board. It's 2-1. That was Freddie Freeman hitting a dinger for the Dodgers, the very first one. It was a solid hit to the left field or right field. I mean, no, it is left field. and a solid hit, not too far, but he hit the ball well, turned the other way. It was an outside pitch, and he got what he wanted and crushed that ball pretty well. So that's it. That's what happened with the Dodgers. The Dodgers are predicted already to win the World Series. And if you guys are wondering when I'm going to predict all my predictions and everything, it's going to be probably when there's 5 to 10 games left of spring training. Probably 10 games because I'm really anxious to do it. I really want to do it. But give you a little sneak peek. So far, I'm leaning toward the Dodgers and the White Sox being in the World Series. It's not official, but that's what I'm leaning towards so far. I know you guys are kind of a little cautious or not sure about the White Sox making it to the World Series, but I am. You got the best relief pitching, arguably, in baseball. Kendall Graveman, Liam Hendricks, Craig Kimbrell, just name a few. You got some young stars as well. I think Joe Harris, I can't remember his name right now. He also a Dodger, also went to the White Sox. The best, I feel like, the best bullpen. And you got lots of young talent, Luis Robert, Jose Abreu. You got those guys who are solid as well. And yes, they may went to the playoffs, but they did not do very well in the playoffs. They will do good in the playoffs. I think they're gonna at least win two series at the least in the playoffs in 2022. So the White Sox, watch out for the White Sox. They're gonna be solid, probably against the Dodgers, who the Dodgers easily have the best starting rotation. Dave Roberts, the manager for the Dodgers, said, "If our bullpen can stay healthy, we will win the World Series." That's how certain Dave Roberts feels that the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. And I guess we'll see about that. But Dave Roberts, not always known to be correct about that. He says that before. But that's about it for that. Also, I'm going to talk about, after this, we're going to talk about two young prospects. But first of all, let's talk about the Cubs. The Cubs got a player, Seiya Suzuki. In my opinion, I really like what I see from him, but he's just a solid player, and he have finally got his first hit for the Cubs.
Contact hitter you can go with, a guy who's got a little bit of power. You can go from either side of the plate. Suzuki gets a hold of one, launches that one deep back to the track at the base of the wall. And Seiya Suzuki, his first hit as a Cub, leaves the yard.
Well, Suzuki gets on the board. Listen to the fans.
A towering two-out blast scores two.
I believe that was a changeup, but Suzuki, he has the exact same swing as Shohei Ohtani, and I feel like you can see good things if you copy the greats. So that's what he did. He has the exact same swing, except he can bat both. In my opinion, I think Suzuki will be an amazing player. I think he even deserves, if you're like, I don't know, like a better guy, I think you bet even a little bit of money
on Jose Suzuki being a Rookie of the Year would not surprise me at all if he wins Rookie of the Year. But I would probably go more with O'Neill Cruz. But here's the thing. O'Neill Cruz has probably, he's so far has the most money bet online on the line for being Rookie of the Year. But he just got sent to the minor leagues. Enter spring training, it was going to be almost impossible for him to crack the opening day roster, which I do not agree with that at all. But Cruz has done nothing but be amazing. I mean, he has been amazing in spring training. He's already hit like two dingers. He went 3-for-9 with a home run his last two MLB games last September. And he was 5-for-15 with a pair of home runs in spring training so far. He has an MLB exit and velocity rates over 113 miles an hour. Only three Pirate hitters did that whole year. But I think he's the O'Neill Cruz, the number one prospect, Vicksburg Pirates. And I think he easily deserves to at least, if not start, definitely be in the lineup. He's probably not quite as good as Kevin Newman, but he's definitely better than some of the players that they have. I know the Pirates are another on a rebuild year. They don't have a lot of money so far, but that's another whole reason why they should use him, because you got, I mean, maybe he could play third. Honestly, you don't know. O'Neill Cruz, try to get as much MLB experience as he can. In 2021, he had, 20, 30 at-bats maybe. And I really like O'Neill Cruz. He's been optioned to AAA, which I do not agree with. But it was not unexpected, but it's a disappointment for sure. He was a top prospect in AAA, and I guess he will start the season in minor leagues. So all those people who thought, I mean, there's still a good chance, but not a little less, but that O'Neill, if all you guys thought O'Neill Cruz was going to be the Rookie of the Year, not as likely anymore, but I would still hold tight on that, because Bobby Witt Jr., the number one prospect for the Padres, I want to say, I can't think right now, but he's also has a chance in making the opening day roster as well, and he could easily break out in a big way. So that's also another thing we could talk about. But also, the number one pick for the Cincinnati Reds has, unlike O'Neill Cruz, made the opening day roster and be the fourth starting pitcher for the Reds. The Reds do not have a very good bullpens going into 2022 because Luis Castillo is hurt. It's Molly, Ray for San Martin, Hunter Green, and missing one guy, Vladimir Gutierrez, and Hunter Green as well. But Hunter Green is an amazing player. He's hit 104 miles an hour in AAA. I love Hunter Green. I think he's amazing, but I don't think he deserves to be on the MLB roster yet. I would say, I mean, definitely this year, but I don't think he deserves to be opening day roster. If you Reds fans are listening to this, I think Lodolo deserves more spot than Hunter Green. I'm still excited Hunter Green's making it, but I think Lodolo deserves a little bit more. The second overall pick from 2017 draft, he has reached 104 miles an hour and fastball in AAA last season, and could be one of the most exciting rookies in baseball. This is the only thing I'm not excited about Hunter Green. Yes, he throws extremely fast, but it's all he can do. Maybe he has a good changeup, maybe he has good form, but every single A-ball, I think it was like a 0.79 ERA, so was AA, but AAA, he had almost a 4 ERA, and had, like, I think it was like 12-11 with wins losses. Yes, he does have a good K-to-walk rate, or whatever it's called, and he is a good pitcher, but I don't think he's quite ready. Tyler Mahle, the Cincinnati Reds, will start the first game for the Reds, just FYI, so it's exciting for all you guys. But another thing, I meant to talk about this earlier, the Phillies could be really good. You got Bryce Harper now, and you got Didi Gregorius playing well as well. But you guys really could be solid, and you guys did make a pretty good play in spring training, and I really want you guys to hear it. Here we go.
Glove of Eflin, diving play. Didi flips to second with his glove. Wow. Over to first. That is a mid-season double play. A tip of the cap from Rhys Hoskins. A phenomenal double play by Didi Gregorius and Gene Segura. And there are two wonderful outs here in the third. That may be one of the greatest double plays you'll ever see.
We already got the player of the year.
It deflects off Eflin.
Wow. Glove toss to Gene, and then we know what Gene can do once he gets that ball in his hand with that cannon.
So that's what happened with the Phillies. I think that's super awesome what happened to him. And I think the Phillies could be really good. I think they're a team to worry about here going into the season. But I think the team to worry about the most, this is going to surprise you completely, but I think the Cubs will make the wild card. And I think the Phillies won't. I think the Phillies are predicted to be in the wild card this year. And I think the Phillies will still do well, but I think the Cubs will be a solid team. Write that down in whatever statistics, your whatever predictions you think they're going to have. I think the Cubs will surprise MLB extremely. I don't think they're quite playoff contending team, but you got Marcus Stroman and Kyle Hendrickson who's starting. You got Andrel Simmons at short. You got Yan Gomes at catcher. I mean, honestly, every single position, they're decent at. You got Frank Schwindel at third, Nick Madrigal at second. I mean, they really do look pretty solid, and I'm pretty excited, to say the least, on what they're going to do this season. But I think this is exactly what I think here. I think the Mariners will be in first. So here's that AL West. This is all I'm going to predict, because I'm going to do a whole podcast with probably Campbell about predictions. But AL West, there's Astros, Mariners, Athletics, Angels, and Rangers in that division. I think the Mariners will take first, and the Astros take second, Athletics third by barely, Angels will be right behind them, and the Rangers will be last place. No, I take that back. Okay, Mariners, Astros, Rangers, Athletic, Angels. That's going to be a good division. So you got, I think Astros are going to have maybe 90 wins, maybe not quite that. I think the Mariners will have 95 wins. I think the Rangers will probably have 88 wins. Angels, probably 80, and A's maybe 80 as well. I don't know, but I'm also going to write a book on predictions, but I'm going to do a podcast, a long one with some my friends as well. So I'm really excited on that. I think the AL West, I think, honestly, the NL Central will be surprised. I don't think the Reds will surprise that much teams. They're going to be better than some of you think, honestly. But I think the Cubs are going to be a solid team. We'll just look at their rotation a little bit. So, okay, so this is honestly really good. Starting rotation, Wade Miley. Okay, that's decent. You got Marcus Stroman as well. You got Kyle Hendricks. You're like, okay, that's pretty good. Then you got Albert Alonzale. David Robertson. I don't think he starts, though. And Alec Mills. I mean, Alec Mills, I'm pretty sure he threw a no-hitter in 2020. And then also relief, you got, you know, Michael Givens, a solid pitcher. Justin Steele is pretty good. Drew Smyly is good as well. And that's pretty good as well. And then you look at third base. Patrick Wisdom, solid third baseman. Solid third baseman. Also, Frank Schwindel. Shortstop, you got Andrel Simmons. You got Jonathan Villar, could probably play shortstop too. Second baseman, Nick Madrigal, Jonathan Villar too. David Bode could also play third and short. And then Nico Horner also can play short, and he's a solid player. Second baseman, Nick Madrigal as well. And then you got catcher, Yan Gomes. I mean, and then Wilson Contreras is catcher too. I mean, this is a solid lineup, and I think the only thing they're going to need to worry on is, I mean, their relief, because they only got two, maybe three good relief pitchers, and you can't pitchers some one year good, one year bad. So you honestly don't know what to expect from the relief of the Cubs. But I think the Cubs will be a good team. I think they'll, at the most, oh, it looks like the Cubs also have Rafael Ortega. So yeah, I mean, the Cubs, I would say, will hit 89 wins this year. I'm going exactly 89. So I think that's really exciting, but I think that's all I have. I wanted to add more, but I don't know, there's nothing really much else to talk about. But thank you for listening to MLB from CD8 Baseball. Take more listens and subscribe, because it really helps me out. I need more listeners, but thank you for listening, and thank you.